Just a few minutes away from the top of the hour, you're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. We have our local guest host, Dr. Jill Reel, pediatrician from Memorial Community Hospital and Health Systems Blair Clinic. And our guest segments are brought to us by Turnkey Nerds, by the way, 402-426-NERD. We've been speaking about the tools for success in schools and for our kids and getting them set up for their whether it's their yearly or their kindergarten or their sports physicals and all those dates, whether the kindergarten you can start now, sports physicals start May 1st. And then again, don't wait till the last minute. So we talked a little bit about the loving family and plenty of sleep. What else will help our kids as we want to make sure that they are prepared for school and success?
Well, nutrition is also so important. So I mentioned behaviors earlier. And if your child isn't eating healthy, you know, eating a lot of junk, then they don't feel as well also. So a healthy diet, you might have heard the 5-4-3-2-1. So 5 cups of fruits and vegetables, at least 4 cups of water, 1 cup of milk with each meal. So 3 cups of milk. Turn off TV, computer, electronics, no more than 2 hours a day is still our recommendation. And 1 hour of exercise every day until you sweat.
Oh, really? Until you sweat. So then that would mean a shower every day.
That would be good. At least every other day for the young ones. But okay. In the summer months, you bet. It's usually every day, especially if you do sports and things. So.
And then I do see that actually kind of lends into the next is establishing routines, perhaps.
A routine would be great. You know, if mornings are very hectic for you, maybe having the child pick the outfit they're going to wear the next day, mm-hmm. Have the backpack ready the night before, and a bath at night helps relax them a lot of times. Reading some books at night helps relax them. And yep, turning off those electronics and playing some games and reading books and a good routine.
All right. And then what would be the best way, or how can you prepare? I was just kind of scanning through this. We're going back to really kind of the original purpose of our conversation is to encourage people to set up those physicals now. Start setting that up now, not waiting till August and all of a sudden, wait a second. So what would be the best way, or how would you say somebody prepares their child to go see the doctor? Because it can be a scary thing.
That is an excellent question. So there are books, you know, for younger children, Berenstain Bears Go to the Doctor, Barney Goes to the Doctor, Elmo Goes to the Doctor, mm-hmm. whatever the latest character there might be, goes to the doctor. Getting a doctor kit and practicing even with your very young child and telling your child, oh, you love Dr. Reel. She's your favorite doctor. She takes good care of you. You love when she looks in your ears. Mm-hmm. But if everyone's like, oh, you hate the doctor, right. or you hate shots, or you hate your vegetables.
Oh, I'm dreading this.
again, it goes back to that positive. The more positive you are about the doctor, it's usually a better experience. Letting them know that there may be shots, there may be a finger poke. I mean, you know your child best, but mm-hmm. a lot of times if you do have them prepared, they do a better job.
All right. So if anybody has questions, whether it is getting set up for physicals, preparing for physicals, or the steps to success for children going to school, what's the best way to find information on this or maybe even get a hold of you?
Yes. Yeah, so the Blair Clinic, 402-426-4611. And if you do have a pediatrician in Omaha and it's not convenient for you to go in that day or the weather is bad, I'm happy to see your child and send your pediatrician in Omaha a note that okay. they were in that day.
So you can certainly work together with other pediatricians.
Absolutely.
All right. So that is something to think about as well. But again, proactivity is something that we really want to stress. Get prepared, get ahead of the curve, and be the first in your block to set up that appointment.
That'd be great. And tell your friends.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Jill Reel, with a pediatrician with Memorial Community Hospital and Health Systems Blair Clinic. Thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.